What if you could learn more about your health in under an hour? The Pronuvo Whole Body Scan gives you a comprehensive look at your health, screening for over 500 conditions, including many solid tumors as early as stage one. High-quality imaging, no radiation, no contrast. Book your scan today at Pronuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com. Gain clarity, confidence, and peace of mind with Pronuvo. Invest in your health today. Visit Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.
This is a teaser of our bonus episode with historian Matt Karp. And to hear the full bonus episode, which is really excellent, go to patreon.com/thekatiehalpershow. Again, that's patreon.com/thekatiehalpershow. I talked to Matt Karp about an article he has in Jacobin. I just want to read the opening. The midterm elections produced a range of results as vast, gorgeous, and idiotic as America itself. I'm going to use that on my dating profile, vast, gorgeous, and idiotic. A glance at the state ballot measures alone suggests the warring impulses at work in our confused society. The national political story was no different. Democrats won a narrow majority in the House.
If you look at the districts they flipped, it really, for the most part, something like 30 of the 40 districts were in very wealthy, high median income places, mostly suburban. In effect, this was the sort of Hillary Clinton strategy from 2016, the Panera Democrat strategy, the Fairfax County strategy that I'd written about a lot after the first election, and except this time it worked. It worked for their purposes. It got them to 52% of the U.S. House or something like that. But I think that's what filled me with these deep kind of mixed feelings I was having on election night, where I actually really did want, you know, the Republicans to lose and to lose control of the House. It did feel important to me. But as the results came in, it was just sort of this pattern. It was just troubling. It's something we need to think about going forward. What kind of coalition, what kind of politics are possible with this coalition?
You say in the long run, the Democrats' 51% solution, depending crucially on the votes of wealthy suburbanites, is a formula for disaster. It cannot repair our broken politics, much less transform our savagely unequal society. In fact, even in its short-term triumphs, it obscures, when it does not outright scorn, the one mode of struggle that can break the cycle, a political revolution driven by the needs and aspirations of the broader working class. Okay, that's the only problem is, isn't that what they actually want to do? Push down, or at least they don't want to embrace a political revolution driven by the needs and aspirations of the broader working class?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that I do think that's the problem. And I think the fact that that's how at least a large chunk of the Democratic Party, both the right wing of the party and then a large portion of the kind of elites and institutional leaders of the party, they're mostly concerned with getting to their 51, 52%. From their perspective, this strategy has really worked. You know, Hillary's campaign was a disaster. I think everybody with a brain recognizes that. But the pivot that she made, the bet to sort of use the specter of Trump to pivot to the professional class and kind of accept the loss of the, you know, of a huge chunk of the working class, especially, you know, white workers, but even to a certain extent, non-voters in the non-white working class, you know, to accept that they're not really part of the winning coalition, that we can't get to them. What we need to do is flip these suburban voters. That, you know, that strategy, anything that undermines that strategy threatens, you know, Democrats who just want to win, you know, quote unquote. And I think that mode is still really dominant. So they're, in effect, what they are repudiating, not just Bernie or Bernieism on a policy level, they're actually also have moved to repudiate the sort of Bernie political strategy in terms of who the coalition that Bernie was trying to build.
I was talking about this with Matt Chrisman, actually, who, by the way, we're going to have you guys have a live taping. You've both agreed, a Matt on Matt live taping about the Civil War, a little history.
Hell yeah.
We can put a quiz in there or something. But he was saying, you know,
Reenact the bloody angle at Spotsylvania.
Yeah, it has to open with LARPing. Yeah. Has to open with reenactment. But he was saying, I mean, the takeaway from the argument that the white working class is lost and not winnable is that we can't win. Now, of course, this recent round of elections kind of, I guess, disproves that, because it's saying we can win with just the professional class. We don't need the white working class. And that's kind of what, you know, the very corrupt Democrat from Pennsylvania.
Ed Rendell. Yes.
Ed Rendell, right.
And Chuck Schumer quotes.
And Chuck Schumer, right? That's the thesis. Yeah, that's like for the blue collar workers, we lose. We pick up a white, like a moderate Republican. Yeah. But I think, isn't it also true that like 51% is kind of close, right? I mean, or what we saw, for instance, like in Alabama, you know, when Doug Jones won by so close, it is still a risk if we don't engage a larger population of voters. And I mean, so even if you're a liberal who hates Trump because it gets in the way of your brunching, like even you should have maybe some desire to include the masses for whom you have so much contempt.
That's a good point, Kitty. I think it's fragile. I mean, it's inherently fragile. Look, it's a midterm election. The party in power generally loses. Yes, the Democrats had one of the larger swings of the last 50 years, but how much of that was dependent on Trump's personal spectacular unpopularity? A lot, I think. And is that really a basis for combating, you know, right-wing politics in any kind of long-term realigning way going forward? I'm really skeptical. What it sets the stage for, to me, is this endless rotation of ideas where one side gets more and more ghoulish and the other side, you know, there are some signs that some Democrats are thinking of moving to the left. But, you know, the first steps that they've announced now in the new Congress is, you know, we're not gonna raise taxes on any but on the bottom 80%, and we're not going to you know, increase the deficit, which means basically we can't do any, we definitely can't do Medicare for all, we can't do any bold sort of economic policy at all. We're just gonna, and we're not doing that because the Republicans are making us, we're just literally handcuffing ourselves before the battle because that's what we're good at. And just having an ongoing combat between, you know, this sort of revanchist right and these people, I don't see how that's good for the country, even if you're a liberal.
That was the teaser of our bonus episode with historian Matt Karp. To hear the rest of it, go to patreon.com/The Katie Halper Show. Thanks. Bye.
If you're a podcast host, listen up. This one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial. If you're a podcast host, listen up. This one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.